Greetings, good listeners. Welcome to Otherworldly Giants, the Divination Channel. I'm your host, storyteller and spell weaver, Shanga Tagore. You are tuning in to season one on the channel called Grief, Love, and Buffy. In this new podcast drama, I share a specialized form of storytelling that combines spell casting, energy healing, quantum communication, and ancestral collaboration. I share my personal stories of grief, survivorship, ancestral awakening, queer love and queer breakups, galactic memories and soul lessons from animal companions, and what it means to decolonize storytelling. I weave my personal stories with a downright nerdy excavation into Buffy the Vampire Slayer and some of my favorite TV and film beloveds along the way. Now, in this little trailer, I could explain more about what all that means or what to expect when you listen. But instead, I'll tell you this. For those of us who create with our ancestors, with spirit, with magic, there's one question we have to ask ourselves. What spell are you casting with your story? If we're creating in these realms and we're not asking ourselves that question, things can get pretty wild, wacky, and out of control pretty quickly. Believe me, I've been there. As shit was blowing up in my life, a very wise and special mentor kept asking me, "What spell are you casting with your story?" I didn't understand back then what that question meant, but I think I'm starting to get it now. A story is an altar, and an altar is a portal, a prayer, a calling, a howling. An altar is a sanctuary, a refuge, a guide, an ache that wants to heal. What is a story if not an ache that wants to heal? And what is a spell if not the same? When you cast a spell through your story, that ache washes through everything in your life like water, and it changes you. If you ask me, there is no other kind of portal more powerful to bring your prayer to life. The prayer of your story reverberates through everything you are, and it's not just your healing because you were never meant to keep your stories to yourself. Your spell reaches anyone and everyone who wants to listen, and it unfolds exactly when the time is right. So let me tell you, the spell I cast with this story is about time. It's about this time. And this time, it's gonna work out. Whatever it is for you. The thing that you have pursued through countless trial by fires, that you have stayed committed to while the rug repeatedly got pulled from under you, that you have approached from every angle you could think of, that you have kept praying for, kept trying for, kept showing up for, even after every time it just kind of fizzled and went nowhere, or blown up dramatically, take your pick. The seeds you kept planting for the harvest you haven't yet been able to enjoy, the thing, you know, the things that you have not been given any guarantee, any evidence, blueprints, role models, any practical reason to believe could be yours in your lifetime. And whatever it means to you for things to work out. Underneath the conditioning of wounded expectations and beneath the tyranny of capitalist colonial instant gratification, there is a knowing deep inside of you that is whole, complete, unbroken, uninfiltrated, worthy, sturdy, and long-lasting, existing before and after your time, the part of you that is certain about what it means for things to work out, and is ready to feel it, receive it, become it. This time, it's different. Believe it.